9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What? We're just here and now we're here again, or we're gone, now we're here again. You know what I'm saying. Anyways, TK Trinidad here for a special early episode of WWT Live, and I am not alone this Monday edition. Christina is in the building doing double duty.
Double duty. TK has me up at the crack of dawn. She said if we don't comply, then we are out of the company. So
Wow. Okay, said number two.
No, that's a worse. That's even worse.
Oh my gosh. So yes, it's I'm currently on the East Coast, so it's 1:30 here. I'm like all discombobulated, but we're here, WWT Live. Well, a lot of things going on, but we definitely need to start with the first one. We're talking about Reality of Wrestling. They had a really great show. Natty, her and Promise Braxton were cutting promos back and forth for maybe about like a week and a half or 2 weeks. And Natty came out on top. So the question is, she's been going to a lot of different promotions as of late. Of course, you know, she can't do this without, you know, WWE's blessing. So what do you think the game plan is, or the reasoning for this is for her?
Interesting. One, I do like, I like Natty at all the different promotions. I almost like her more at the different promotions. Mm-hmm. Game plan, other than exposure, I don't know what the game plan is for WWE. Maybe they're trying to see where she feels most happy, because they can maybe sense that maybe WWE is not.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like WWE, they always have her looking goofy.
I feel like she's not doing much, but she definitely has the dungeon, so she's training a lot of up-and-comers. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like this is the way of her scouting for WWE.
Like, ooh, okay.
So she has talent. Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, and we might, and for just in case you guys may, we might do a watch along for Reality of Wrestling Heart and Soul. But like, say she was really impressed with Promise Braxton, right? Mm-hmm. And she goes back and tells WWE, then, you know, you're looking at a possible WWE ID, because I think Zeta Steele, she's WWE ID'd. She was on that show. You know, looking at WWE ID'd, or, you know, WWE Evolve. Like, WWE has so many different shows. I think maybe this is like, it's different from scouting from the outside, where you're just watching the match. Now you have somebody who's experienced having the matches and can say, no, this person can go, or no, this person can do this, or no, this person can do that. I think that might be something, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because she just started doing that within the last 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if the people that she's had matches with are now going to be like on a, like in WWE in some way, shape or form.
There's like, and then all of a sudden, like a beef from a different company comes in, and I like that. Yeah. Because I just remember all the way back in the day from Total Divas, I just didn't like how they portrayed Natty. I just feel like they had her looking goofy a lot, and so I'm still trying to like, just,
she's super nice, like
she's so nice, but I feel like they just, I don't know, I like me Natty in this one, in this Heart and Soul, I like me Natty.
I feel like she, and you're also able to see more of her personality that is not constrained by a storyline.
I think that's what it is,
like she's able to explore a little bit more because it's not necessarily on TV, which, you know, technically YouTube might be considered TV right now, depending on who you're talking to. It's not necessarily on TV. She can experiment a little bit more. You know, I think if you notice the last couple matches, she's just dressed in all black. Like, I feel like those are,
yeah, she's not doing her pink thing.
Yeah. So I feel like this is more of like, you know, I've been in the game for a long time. I am effectively the GOAT. And on top of that, I'm giving back. So, you know, let me do whatever I want. So definitely, if you guys, yeah, if you guys want us to cover, do a watch along of Heart and Soul, let us know in the chat. But there's another, man, there's so much stuff. There's another, I know, pay-per-view that happened as well. We had the MLP pay-per-view, which was right up the street, but not quite up the street for me. It was in Montreal, which is about a 5-hour drive. So we had Giselle Shaw. She had a match with Shotzi, and she still remained the champion for that. And then Matt Cardona attacks Shotzi. Okay, it feels like we have to go watch. We have to watch
that. I know. I was like, wait a minute. I'm gonna have to rewatch. I'm gonna have to watch this because I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. So we definitely have to check this out. But for you guys with the history of MLW, are you familiar with the history of that?
Sorry.
Are you familiar with the history of MLW?
A little. Not too much.
So MLW is kind of like, oh my gosh, I see his face, but I can't think of his name. So it's kind of not a breakoff from TNA. And so, MLW has been around for, don't quote me, I want to say like a year to 2 years. And they're really coming up. So, you know, they have so many people signed. And I feel like this is going to be another promotion that we're going to see kind of like on the, like the ROW level,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Even like ROH back in the day as well. So I feel like we're going to start seeing more matches, stuff like that. You can watch this on Triller TV. And so we might do a watch along of this as well. But I'm interested to see how this is going because did you see the interview with Shotzi?
After I did.
She left WWE? Mm-hmm. So she's looking at like, you know, I kind of almost like the same thing what Natalya is doing. But the only thing is Natalya has been doing it for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So Shotzi's kind of like, I want to be able to be who I am and actually have more than, what did she say? Like 5-minute matches or something like that?
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, very, very fair. But at this point, Giselle Shaw still retains and is the MLW Women's Champion. So congratulations to her. And definitely check out that match, too, because I definitely need to. This weekend's been, like, the weekend came and left.
It came and left. Wait, they have on the link that you sent, the second one, they mm-hmm. have when Matt Cardona attacks Shotzi. And I kind of want to watch it really quick. It's like...
Oh. Let's watch it. Let's see watch what it. It is.
It's kind of like it's like 20 seconds. I don't know if we can put it in the chat for the people.
Oh,
but I see Matt Cardona just like. Why is Matt Cardona doing that?
Ooh.
Oh. Did you see that? She's shaking. Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a gosh darn minute. Wait, I need to go back and understand the lore because I'm like, wait, why did Mike Cardona just do that?
Oh my goodness. If you guys want to.
No disrespect to Shotzi.
Oh my goodness.
Did you see
that? Yeah, Matt, this is what we're doing. So, okay, I'm going to put it in.
I was like, wait, this is what is going on? Someone. Chelsea Green, what is going on? Get your
oh
man.
Oh my gosh. I put the link in the chat for you guys because
you guys need to see it because no disrespect to Shotzi, but
he got height in that one too.
He got height. He like hemmed it right here. The family show, Matt Cardona.
I mean, it was a good move. So shout out to MLP. So definitely go and check that out. As well. And that kind of leads us to some good news. I think over the weekend, or was it over the weekend?
I think so.
It was either Friday. I mean, Friday is considered the weekend. Kalani Jordan and Carmelo Hayes get engaged. Oh my gosh, the pictures are so beautiful.
That's so cute. They're in Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, do you think they eloped? I don't think they eloped.
I don't think so.
I feel like they're going to have, I wonder if they, every time I see this, I think of, did you watch Lucha Underground? I always say this when I want to talk about it. When Taya and Johnny had their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like we should have like a wedding like that. Like we should bring back those wrestling weddings.
I love the wrestling weddings.
Yes.
Happy ones. I remember my introduction into WWE was the Stephanie McMahon Triple H. That was the first thing I ever saw of WWE, and from then on, I was hooked.
There it is. I mean, they're so, oh my God, they're so cute. Can't wait to see how it all plans out. I did get a chance to interview Carmelo in Toronto, I think 2 years ago. When was Money in the Bank Toronto? Was that? That was last year.
That was last year. Yeah.
Oh, that was last year. I was wondering, so it's so funny. My mom was asking me, or somebody was asking me, like, oh, like, how often do you come? I was like, oh, I came to Toronto like 4 times. And she's like, oh, did you come for your brother's birthday? I'm like, I think I did, but no, it was really, I came from
You're like, whoop.
And it just happened to be around my brother's birthday. I was like, no, I always come for my brother's birthday. But the real truth is now I remember it was Money in the Bank. Anyways, here we are. I got to interview him. He had the sweetest things to say about her. So if you want to check that out, it's on our YouTube page.
How long have they been dating?
I want to say this has to be like 2 years.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Let's say at least 2 years.
Yeah. I want to say, which is a good amount of time for you to figure it out and know what you want. And just
figure it out in 2 years.
Putting it out there. I'm not a dating expert, but just.
They come to WWT Live for the dating advice.
Just saying. It's a good amount of time where you're like,
2 years, I think you know.
Yeah, I think you should know. Or if you don't know, then you should move on. But, you know, that's personal opinion. But congratulations to them.
Congrats to the couple.
So much good things happening in women's wrestling. I'm very happy about this. So we have Jordynne Grace.
I love when wrestlers can go do their Hollywood thing. I don't know what kind of movie Welcome to Paradise it's going to be.
I think it's going to be, I was reading it the other day. A woman finds herself in a strange magical carnival with no memory of anything but her own name. Time seems to be of the essence. Can she find her way back to reality, or will she succumb to her fantasy?
Oh, I like that. I like that. It's like, it seems like a psychological.
Maybe. It's like, it's kind of one of those things when you read it, it's about who is directing it and who puts the script together. Because it either can go all the way like, oh, this is terrible, or all the way like, this is genius. So it's very much on who is writing the script. So I hope for Jordynne's sake, it's going to be a really great script.
It does say Jordynne Grace will be playing the role of Lisa, a jacked wrestling demon.
Okay.
So there's a lot of components there. There's jacked, there's wrestling demon. I want to know how they're going to wrap that in.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I think I agree with you. It's just like you're seeing so many different wrestlers, both men and women, getting these opportunities where back in the day it was like only like one or two.
The Rock, which obviously I'm a fan, but it was like one. And then when Batista started doing it, it was like, oh, he's copying The Rock or something. Mm-hmm. It was like, wait, more than one person can go to these movies.
It's quite all right. Yeah. But and the thing is, it makes sense to do, like, imagine, because I was talking to somebody the other day about that. It's like every wrestler now, like back in the day, wrestlers didn't necessarily need to cut promos. They didn't necessarily need to be good at promos. Now, in order to be the total package, you have to be
able to cut a promo.
You have to be able to cut a promo. You have to have the look. You have to have all the things in order to even be in the topic of discussion. And if you're cutting a promo in the middle of a ring in front of 10,000 or how many, like, you know, thousands of people, and even if you make a mistake, because I forgot who it was I was watching the other day, they made a mistake, but they covered it up so well.
It's how you covered up. We should do a WWT promo competition.
And you know, the fact that they can do that means that they can memorize their lines, and they also make us believe in the character, because there's several people who we see on television who that's not their real personalities. Mm-hmm. And so the transition to television or movies is like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why would you do anything else to get paid to do you do make believe anyway.
So you're already character acting.
Yeah. So let's why not? So definitely.
Who do you want to see that you haven't seen in a movie?
I'm
trying to think of mine.
I feel like Lash Legend would be a good one.
Oh, what kind of movie do you, what kind of movie?
I think she could do action hero. Ooh. I think she could do action hero, or she can do, there's three. She can do action hero, or she can do, remember that movie with Tiffany Haddish, and they were, it was like Tiffany Haddish, Jada Pinkett, and
Yeah.
I feel like she can kind of do like a funny movie. And I don't see it. So here's also the caveat. It's different from cutting a promo to being like the main character. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Lash can do that right now, but I can see her being like a love interest or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she would be a good one. Who else is there?
I'm trying to think who I want to see. Someone in my mind. Dirty Dom. I want to see Dirty Dom. In like a prison movie. And I like maybe a cartel movie. That's what I want.
Okay. Dirty Dom.
And like Liv is like, let's see.
Well, Liv is in she already filmed a movie.
Oh, she's
in a movie
right now. She
filmed a movie in Australia. I think Zelina might be a good one too. I could see her, Zelina Vega, in more of like an action movie.
She can be one of the correctional officers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Dirty Dom tries to break out, and then there's like a fight scene.
There it is. Speaking of fight scenes, so Naomi and Jade Cargill, so Evolution's going to be coming up. So Naomi and Jade Cargill have been added to Evolution. What do you think? Well, Evolution is coming up on the 13th.
What is that? Yes, already.
So what do you hope to expect from this second edition of WWE Evolution?
Oh my goodness. I mean, their feud is one of my favorite things to watch. I love just, how do I describe Naomi? Unhinged Naomi?
Yeah.
I love unhinged Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see every time I see her, I want to know what's in her briefcase. I want to know what kind of weapons, what kind of photo of her husband that she had in her. but what can I expect? I just, with Unhinged Naomi, I don't know what to expect. And I like that. I like that she keeps me on my toes. I like when I see her, she could be like cackling into the camera, or she can be upset, or she can be just happily rummaging through her little suitcase.
Right.
Here for it.
Yeah, I'm here too. I'm very excited. I'm very, I guess, proud. Like, because I think I think in discussions that I've had previous to this, we weren't necessarily sure if Naomi could pull it off, because she's been so long.
From the Funkadactyls, she was Funkadactylin, and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. So the fact that she could pull this off, and, you know, her and the Jade, like, I think when Jade won, and then even when Naomi came back and they didn't give Naomi the title, like, I was all gung-ho. I was like, you have to give her this title because she's earned it, like, as far as, you know, time spent, as far as everything that's went down. But I don't think if they did that when she came back from TNA, she would be where she is right now.
Right, like if they give it to her right away.
Right.
Even though we all were kind of like, yeah, she's back. And we're all like hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
And then we're like, wait.
Yeah, like nothing. Like, you're going to do this against her? Yeah. So I'm, you know, and this version of WWE, I'm liking as far as storyline, because it feels like they're putting the time in it, versus sometimes like prior to, like in the Vince era, it was just kind of like, no, this is what we're doing, and I don't care what you guys thought you saw. It didn't happen. So I think Evolution this time around will be really great. I hope it's not like another one-off. I hope this is going to be a yearly thing. What up, Boza? Bosa's saying Naomi and Queen Jade will be a great match. It will be. I'm just wondering. I really hope this is not going to be the last time we see it. Well, not the last time. I really hope that we don't have to wait another few years to see another version of Evolution. I hope that we're going to see, I hope it's a yearly thing. You know, I know, I know some women don't want to, you know, they feel like we don't need a women's show, but it's more about the roster. There's just so many, right. there's too many people on the roster to really showcase. So why not be able to showcase, you know, what we have?
Who don't want an all women's show? Who was saying that? People are saying that, TK?
Yeah, I've heard some people say that. It's having a field day because Evolution was set up for only 6,652 fans, according to. Oh, gotcha. I bet those women that are saying that. well, no comment. I'm excited to see what it is. That whole weekend's gonna be really great. I was just looking at my tickets. I might be in Atlanta. We'll see. But we definitely will have a show for that.
You are a world traveler, TK. You're so
I am.
I'm one cultured.
I am. Yeah, I'm tired. Like that's what it
the
is.
The rest of us.
I was like Saturday. I went.
Where is TK in the world now? Like what's time in San Diego? Where is TK?
Saturday I went to CrossFit, shout out to CrossFit Canuck, and I came home and my body's like, yeah, no, you've been crossing time zones, it's time for you to lay down.
And I get out of my bed at like 9 a.m. I'm like, oh, my life is so hard. She goes, me at 9
a.m. Oh my gosh. Well, there it is. Definitely we're gonna definitely do a Evolution preview show later on this week. But yeah, I am definitely excited. Whether I'm there or whether I'm watching it from here, it's going to be a good show. So I'm here for it. Oh my gosh. Yes. Have you been watching the news?
Yeah, on and off. But I have heard about the Texas flood tragedy.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It is. There's so much stuff going on in the news. It's kind of crazy. I've been hearing bits and pieces. The 27 girls were, and the counselors were found to be passed away. So Bailey, great thing, Bailey's auctioning her gear for proceeds to go towards the families impacted by the camp. It's great when people kind of take the time to do stuff like this because right. You just never know. Like, you know, there's so many things. Like, what do you do? Like, if your family member has passed away from this, is there like insurance? Is this like, there's so many different things that, mm-hmm. you know, doing, you know, pray for Texas is not necessarily going to help.
Like, meaning we need that, some.
Yeah. Like, they need money.
We need or money.
Like, all that stuff. So,
something.
Yeah. So it's according to Fightful on July 4th that week, floods hit central Texas, resulting in at least 80 people dying and over 40 people reported missing. So Bailey's going to donate her gear towards that. She put up a post on X. I'll be putting this gear up for auction. All proceeds will go directly to the families impacted by the heartbreaking tragedy. Excuse me, that happened at Camp Mystic Girls Summer Camp. Please stay tuned for the auction link and thank you. So yeah, it is, but I love when people like beyond just wrestlers, you know, take it to their own hands and they, you know, mm-hmm. do something over and above, you know, cause she didn't necessarily need to do this. So I'm going to mm-hmm. post the link in the chat for you guys as well. Well, the Twitter post,
And she is, I agree with, hold on, let me go back up, Boza. Bailey, she's just so good, and she mm-hmm. just uses her platform for good, and I feel like it just comes naturally to her. It doesn't feel forced, it doesn't feel like she's doing it for PR, it just feels like she genuinely, like, wants to do it.
Yeah, and it also, like, it kind of, it's... I was watching Lion King with my nieces, so this might be. It's kind of like the circle, right? It's meaning that like you do good for others, and life is provided that you have a long life. There's gonna be ups and downs, and you're mm-hmm. gonna, you know, there's gonna be times that you do need people's help. So it's kind of really helpful if you help others, it's gonna come back to you. So, you know, that's a good way. as well. And it is. It is. So possible. This is not what I wanted to put up. Excuse me. Possible good news. Tony Khan. Well, good news. Hopefully, I think this is what it's pertaining to. Tony Khan comments on possibly adding a third show, third week of show. Which some talks has been it's ROH because remember they did have three shows. They had Dynamite, they had Rampage, and they had Collision. They did away with Rampage, but ROH has been taking my money monthly, $9.99, and it's actually a really great show. But I don't know because I also write it off on taxes, so it's a lot easier for me to pay the $9.99. But when you have Hulu and Netflix and Peacock and all that other stuff,
so many.
It's so many. You're almost paying like $200 worth of stuff. And so, you know, if you cut back, most likely you're going to cut back on ROH because yes, it has that collection, but there's so much wrestling. And yes, wrestling on YouTube. There's so much wrestling out there that it's hard to justify it. So I did see some talks as far as it possibly the ROH show being added. But what do you think?
You know, I love, there was a time when we had two chances to catch wrestling. One, but only one if you didn't have cable like me. Mm-hmm. And so I longed for these days where you get just nothing but options, even though they are each individual you pay for. Mm-hmm. So I like it, but also it's so much. It's so much to keep track of. And then when the shows are, you know, like a really quite a couple hours, you're like, got to keep your wrestler straight. You got to keep your name straight because that's no longer Edge. That's Cope. You're like, wait. A lot to keep track of.
There is. Yeah. And I mean, I really hope that it's not like a completely separate show. Like if they're going to do a third show, then it should be ROH. Like, what are we doing? Because you have a lot of crossover and it's like,
everyone needs to keep their name. I know it's not their decision. Like, I'm sure they would like to keep their name, but like due to details, they can't. But like, I just wish everyone could keep their name.
I feel the same way too. Like it's like, and it's definitely selfish. Like more like, okay, well, I'm going to call you this because it's how I know you, because there's like wrestlers I know that, like, I know their real name. I know their shoot. It's just kind of like, I can't keep up.
I can't keep up. And I feel bad. And it's not disrespect. I just, you are Edge. You are Paige. That's how I know you.
Or you're in a group of individuals and you know, like, there's this one wrestler in particular. They have three names. They have, like, because from two different promotions and then their actual name. And so depending on the group or the crowd that you're in, it's like, oh, what's this person's name? And then they're looking at you with this look. It's like, okay, it's this person. Like, it's just, it's a lot. But, you know, it's not about us, so.
It is about us. And you know who can and should change their name is the gosh darn Tama Tonga Tala Tonga and Tonga Loa. If they don't change their name to Stuart Dave and Chauncey, so I know the three differences. My God, I can't.
Bosa saying, I think he really wants to replace Rampage, but Big TK needs to make it a good show and not a show that just that's just there because he wants it. I definitely agree. That's why I feel like he should just have ROH get a deal. Like, unless he's tried to put ROH on television and it's just not selling. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Possible.
I agree, Bosa. Courtney is there. Yeah, I don't want to lose Courtney, but if I'm going to lose her to her being an expert for AEW.
She needs to get on payroll.
Yeah, I will definitely. Over there. I'll definitely co-sign it. But yeah, we'll see what happens. For you guys who haven't been watching ROH does have some really great things that really great episodes that you guys can watch. So I definitely suggest you investing because also it helps provide, you know, our wrestlers with, you know, jobs and income and all that.
And we all like a job and an income.
That part. that part.
Even Tongaloa, the Tamatanga, the Talatanga, I'm not saying they need to be out of a job. I just say they need to switch up their name a little bit. I don't know.
They need to switch. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But WWE IC Women's title match has also been added to Evolution. Man, this is going to be crazy. So Becky Lynch is going to have it'll be against both Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. Okay. What do you think? How do you think this match is going to play out?
My goodness, my goodness. I have been waiting for Bayley to come. Mm-hmm. To come be a part of this IC situation. So I'm excited to see it. I think, Lyra Valkyria, she has been really, I've been really liking her. And so now that I have these, but now that Bayley's back, I just,
so many possibilities.
I just think it's given Bayley, but I don't know. How do you feel?
I feel like I really wonder. I feel like because it's in Atlanta, it's attached to so many other things that it is going to be a storyline that leads us into SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. So I think that Becky, through some shenanigans, is going to retain. And we might run it back either with Bayley and Becky, probably with Bayley and Becky, leading into SummerSlam.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. And where does that put Lyra?
I feel like Lyra, there might be something that transpires on the way to SummerSlam, but the SummerSlam match will be Becky and Bayley.
For sure, Bayley. I know for sure it's gonna be.
Yeah.
I don't know about
this thing, Bayley.
How'd you feel about Bayley and Lyra? I don't know why. But maybe something happens between now and then.
I think something may happen to them leading up to SummerSlam. But I think SummerSlam will be, because we have, oh my gosh, SummerSlam is
that already like,
oh my gosh, we are in July, aren't we?
That's next month. Wait, SummerSlam is July or is
August? Yeah, it's in August. It's the first week of August.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we are in July right now. It's literally less than a month away. Because today's the 7th, yeah, it's like 3.5 weeks away. That's crazy. I'm thinking, SummerSlam's like, you know, we got like a month and a half.
We just finished. We just go back from WrestleMania. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, the year's done. I think I saw an Instagram post was just like after August, it's pretty much school supplies, Christmas. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Well, needless to say, it's going to be a good Evolution nonetheless, which takes us to our Raw preview. So many things happening in Raw for tonight, happening on Netflix, that I really hope that I can watch it on my Netflix.
I hope so too. I think I'll be where will I be? I may or may not. What? No, I'll be in class. What am I talking about? But I'll watch it after. Are we doing a watch along?
I think most likely I will do a watch along. I'll see if Sed is going to be available, but most likely I'll do a watch along, provided my Netflix allows me to watch it in Canada. So
I don't know why Canada is not letting you be great.
I'm telling you, like, I actually have a little bit of time, and Canada's like, who's like, yeah,
after no, everything sorry. That you've done for Canada.
After everything. So for today, we have Kairi Sane versus Roxanne Perez, Jey Uso versus Bronson Reed, Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker, Penta versus Seth Rollins. Becky Lynch will appear live. So that's going to be happening today on Raw. Is there any match that you're like, I really want to see this?
I got to see Penta.
Penta
and Seth. I just know that's going to be great.
It's going to be a banger.
It's probably going to be my fave. It's going to be a banger. No mention of Goldberg.
I think Goldberg is going to be making an appearance. Let's see. Here's the latest that sucks about this.
I'm right. Whether to people's happiness or dismay, I'm here for Goldberg. I'm like, I don't know.
You are happy to see Goldberg? Yeah, everybody's not very happy at all.
No one's happy about him, but I like it gives
Apparently, there's no mention of Goldberg for this episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one's happy. It gives nostalgia. It gives... I should have wore my Goldberg shirt to the this.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Did show up to the rink. He looked really old. Everyone's saying he looked really old. I'm like, look. Bless him. Bless his heart.
There's that. And Christopher's saying Roxanne's first match is official member of Judgment Day. Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, it's, and I think I was saying this too, when Liv got injured, it's the perfect for her, for Liv, her career story. It's perfect for her because there's so many different stories that she can walk into when she comes back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's not going to be forgotten. Does Jade beat Naomi again? I really hope not, but maybe it's a 3-for-3. I'm always going to be Team Naomi, even though I love Jade too, but I'm always going to be Team Naomi because I feel like Naomi, there's so many things that she's deserving of that I don't know if there's enough time to give her. But that is our Raw preview happening tonight. Ooh. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So yeah, a lot of good things happening. Yeah. Is there anything that you want to discuss before we get out of here?
Let me see. I would like, I think we might have discussed it already, but we have a venti Americano now instead of a grande Americano. Like, we're not going to notice it's but that's fine. That's okay. Fine.
Did they tell us what the reasoning for?
I don't think they're going to. No, not that I can see. I think that's where my brain was like really trying to play with this. That's fine.
Well, I mean, all right. Congratulations, I guess. First they confused the Chicago, and now they're saying, oh. yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Bosa saying, oh yeah, Ludwig Kaiser is now El Grande Americana, the WWE Speed Champion.
I can't. I do like Ludwig. So, I just not as Americano, but
is he doubling at? So is Chad really injured?
I'm assuming.
To last week on Tuesday, Karana is posted for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's congratulations to them. I'm really happy for them. I am for, I guess, office romances, workplace romances.
Work.
When it goes right.
Not when it goes left.
Yeah, boy, that NXT class, they're like, look.
They said, we're locked in. Yeah,
we're together, we're buying houses. Like, I think it's different from back in the day where, you know, people were, you know, just doing.
Coworkers?
Yeah, doing other stuff.
TK gave us relationship advice.
I try to help the people. I try to help the people. but that is our early edition of WWT Live. And for you guys who were with us before, we also covered WOW as well. We may be covering Heart and Soul Reality of Wrestling too. So stay locked for that. We definitely have our NXT, our Raw post show. What else do we got? Our AEW Dynamite post show, our SmackDown post show, and WWT Live, which is on Wednesday and Friday. Coming up this week. And also all those pay-per-views. Definitely an Evolution pay-per-view will be coming.
All the papes.
And with that being said, Christina, where can everybody find you?
Hold on. Everyone can find me getting it together on WWT Live when the stars align, mainly on WOW After Show.
All right, there it is. And you guys can find me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Definitely keep it locked. I'm going to post some pictures and videos from my trips to Bahamas. I was in Atlanta.
TK is cultured. Do you hear us? Cultured.
Just trying to do the Lord's work. But you could definitely.
Are you blessing people out there with your presence?
Great match. Great match. but You could definitely check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all social media platforms at www.talkpod.com. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Chat for now.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WWTalkPod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.